child screamed.
I'm in the mood for blood. Simply because you're near me. Phony, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for blood.
Excuse me, sir. What a wonderful voice you have.
My beautiful one. You are such a feast for the eyes. What to speak of the tongue?
Of all the senses, the tongue is the most voracious and difficult to control.
But, my dear, how can you speak to me of control when the mere sight of you fills me with lusty desires?
It is lust alone which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world.
Oh, but you misunderstand me, my dear. I feel a profound attachment for you.
Yes, I know. While contemplating the objects of the senses, attraction naturally develops. And then, from this attachment, lust arises.
You little smart aleck. You make me so angry, I could bite you.
Yes, it's a fact. From lust, anger arises. And from anger, delusion develops. And from delusion, bewilderment of memory. And when the memory is bewildered, the intelligence is lost. And when one's intelligence is lost, one naturally falls from the spiritual path. So you see, this is very risky business.
If anyone is taking the risk, my dear, it's you. Obviously, you don't know who I am.
Obviously, you don't know who you are.
I don't know who I am? Well, I'll tell you who I am. I am Count Dracula of Transylvania, Prince of Darkness.
Surely you are in darkness, for only an ignorant man considers the body as the self and his place of birth as worshipable.
So, you think you're so smart, eh? Then tell me, if I'm not Count Dracula, then who am I?
My dear sir, your human life has just begun.
Human life? Please, do not insult me in that way. I haven't known human life for over 400 years.
Never mind. Atato Brahma Jigyasa.
What?
Try to understand. Human life actually begins when one asks the question, who am I? Your real identity is spirit soul, full of knowledge, bliss, and eternally connected to the Supreme in an eternal intimate relationship of love.
Love?
But when you came into contact with this material world and this material body, that eternal love of God was transformed into mundane lust. And if you don't stop this blood-sucking business, there's a good chance that in your next life, you'll take birth as a mosquito.
A mosquito? No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But why? But how?
Well, whatever one remembers at the time of death, he will attain that state without fail.
I have never even considered such things before.
You must.
But what can I do? My only business is to make others suffer so that I can enjoy. Indeed, for my personal pleasure, I do not hesitate to commit even the most abominable action. Yet, somehow or other, by your good instruction, I do feel myself somewhat meek and humble.
Well, these are not my instructions, but the instructions of Lord Krishna to Arjuna, as given in the Bhagavad Gita as it is, by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Take that book away. It is more brilliant than thousands of suns.
Yes, Godhead is light, and ignorance is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no darkness. But you're wrong to think that this book will harm you. Rather, it will relieve you of all the suffering of the misery of material existence. As well as your desire for blood.
But my desire for blood has been insatiable for over 400 years. How can I purify such a strong desire as this?
My dear sir, it is the arrangement of the Supreme that we drink the blood of the cow after it's been transformed into milk, the miracle food. And from this milk we make butter and ghee and cook wonderful preparations like samosas, puris, gulab jamuns. Well, here, the real test is in the tasting. Take this and enjoy.
Ecstatically delicious. I must have more.
Well, then you must come to Govinda's restaurant. It's in Culver City, on Venice and Watsika. And there you can eat Krishna Prasadam to your full satisfaction. But please, before you leave, I want you to take this book and give what you can.
Oh, will I 20 do?
Thank you. And also, we have a wonderful 10-course vegetarian feast every Sunday at 5 p.m. Please come and bring your friends.
Wonderful. I'll be there for sure. But as for my friends, well, perhaps another Sunday.
Everyone is welcome. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.